W-8-R-R-M, KADHNT.
KC8-VSU. KC8.
KADHNT.
W8HNT, W8RRM looking.
W8RRM, KD8HNT.
So how far away was that little buck tonight?
I was pulling your leg. That was off a video off my computer.
Thanks a lot.
I sent it to my brother and he was all excited. I have a fessed up to him yet. They're always pulling crap on me, so I fear I get even with them.
Well, you definitely had me wanting to go hunting again.
I did never make it out. I got so engrossed in cleaning the yard up, the wife and I, and then I had my son-in-law and daughter come out and help us, so I didn't want to stop, so we got finished everything up that we needed to do, and by then it was too late to go out. So I cooked burgers on the grill, and I fired up the old charcoal grill. Ain't nothing better than charcoal. I like gas, too, but charcoal, if I have time to wait for the charcoal, I'd rather cook on charcoal, but... So we cooked some burgers and made some mac and cheese, and we had Brussels sprouts and ate that for dinner, and then finished up putting things up outside and come in and just flopped.
Well, I think a few more days yet to get all your yard work done. I don't think it's going to snow until after the 4th of November.
The only thing I have left to do as far as yard work is just tomorrow. I'm going to mow the lawn one more time. Mow it down good and tight for the winter. Mulch up the leaves that have fell in the yard, which ain't a lot. I mow it nice and short so I don't get snow mold and stuff over the winter. And not to mention if we have a real wet spring, it's nice and short. I know it ain't going to be too tall by the time I get to it, you know, in the lawnmower in the spring.
Well, I wouldn't cut it too short.
What was that?
I wouldn't cut it too.
Yeah, I don't know what. You have to turn your power up, you're chopping the repeater.
Is this any better?
Yeah, that seemed to be a little bit better. What were you saying? I didn't catch anything you were trying to tell me.
I don't think I cut it real short.
Oh, no, that's actually what you're supposed to do. You know, for wintertime, cut it right down short.
Well, I've never heard of that before, but that's up to you.
Yep, if you leave it long and you get lots of snow, it causes a lot of fungal problems in the lawn in the spring. Then you got problems. So you don't want, you don't want to cut it down so it's like to the nubs, but you cut it down short. So it has plenty of room to breathe and the snow can get down into the roots and all that good. And that actually adds nitrogen and chance of snow mold and stuff like that for in the spring.
Okie dokie. Like I said, I've never heard of it. Hey, you're the guy that's with the chemicals, not me.
Yeah, been doing it for 38 years.
It's a time.
That's a nice looking gun you got there, though. I like that stock. I ain't getting nothing that time. Nope, nothing again. Just you're just keying up the repeater, no modulation or nothing.
Okay.
Heard you that time. It's sure beautiful out today. Really pretty out. My nephews are coming, nephews and some friends are coming up a week from Tuesday. They'll be up here for a week.
Hey, I just figured I wasn't getting anything. I was pushing the wrong button.
Been there, done that.
See if that does anything.
I heard you say, let's see if that does anything. So, it might be just conditions, too. You getting into that repeater up there. Get one of these days to get over there. Maybe later in the week when the weather's around. See, well, I got to go to Gaylord one day this week to the JobWorks place to put a resume in. You got to do that when you collect unemployment every time you sign up. And that ain't far from you. I'll have to let you know what day I'll be over that way and maybe come over there and shoot the breeze with you, have a coffee or something. I don't know if you drink coffee, but I do. Maybe program that Vanderbilt repeater in, too. And the Mansalona one. Those are the two that we were going to try to program in for you and see if you can get, which I think Vanderbilt's a lot closer. I think you'd be able to get into that one real good, too. And Mansalona is 20 miles from me to the south. I'm not sure where the repeater is, but that comes in there like gangbusters. And that's, I don't know, that's closer to the repeater you're getting into now. Sure, that's what it is. Conditions. It's not nothing to do with your radio ring. It's just conditions are bad and you're not getting in that repeater real well tonight for some reason. Yeah, I'm not. It's so staticky that I'm not making out anything what you're saying. It's just really, really staticky. We can try the Gaylord repeater if you want. I think the problem is you ain't going to be able to hear me, but no, I don't know. It might, maybe. Be worth a try anyways.
I got my wires off. You still here?
Yeah, I'm here. Yep, nothing. I heard you say I asked me if I was here, and then the second time you keyed up, nothing. You're just keying up the repeater and nothing.
Hey,
let me drop down that repeater, see what kind of signal I'm getting on it. Yeah, I'm not getting a very good signal on it. Only 3 bars. Normally I get a little bit better than that on there, but could be just the conditions tonight. I don't know. That'd be my guess.
the that character we had playing games a year or so ago. What? KD8HNTW8RRM.
That time I heard you good. KD8HNT.
That idiot that was doing good after over a year.
See, now you got a lot of static with you. I can't hear you again. You don't understand you. Did you check everything to make sure everything, you got everything tight, the coax, mic, and everything?
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with anything here that I can see.
Okay, now you come in strong again. Maybe you need to scream in your, mic, I don't know. You know, it's like every other transmission, it's like staticky and you drop out of the repeater. I don't know. Like that last time, you heard you good.
Well, I don't know what the heck could be happening. I haven't done anything to the radio. It's just like it was, you know, around the first of the year.
Right. Now I'm hearing you okay. There's still a little crackle in there, but you sound 100% better. At least I know what in the world you're saying. I don't know. Maybe just not talking loud enough. That's possible, you know, as far as modulation, but that last time I heard you real well.
Well, okay, I don't know what it could be.
I don't know, but it sounds like it's doing all right now for the moment. Maybe you haven't been on there so long you needed to blow some of the dust out of it. I don't know how your mic hooks up. But I'll tell you a problem. I'm not in the base here. I have identical radio in my truck. I run the truck and in the house. They're identical radios. But I do know what happens to me in my truck. My microphone plugs in like a telephone cord plug. You know what I mean? It's still got the little, you just plugs in pink with the little clip. And every so often, I'll be on, when I'm heading down to work or whatever, down by West Van, so I talk to the guys. They'll tell me they don't hear my audio, but I'm keying the repeater. Well, I unplug it and blow the dust out of the connections, dirt, right from driving, you know. It's dusty in the truck a little bit. And blow the plug a little bit, wipe it off on my shirt, plug it back in, and it's fine. Maybe that's what's going on.
I found one thing on here that was on that wasn't supposed to be. So that might have helped.
Okay. Yeah, because I'm hearing you good now.
Yeah, I think I found the issue then if it keeps working.
But I still need to go over there and plug those other repeaters in for you, so you got other repeaters you can listen to too. Weird. Starting to do it again.
Yeah, we're too late to do simplex. I can't believe that. If it can't talk to you over there on simplex.
Yeah, I know it. Maybe get you a little, Omnibot radio, that is. Get you a little helper. That might just do the trick. My radio here does 80 watts. Well, so does the one in the truck. And maybe such a thing just to get a, you know, a couple hundred watt linear. I don't think you can get any bigger than 200 watt anyways for 2 meter. That might be an option. If you're hearing okay, then you're just not, you know, conditions are bad enough. That just gives you that little extra oomph.
Well, according to the meter, I'm doing about 75 watts, 80 watts on modulation.
Yeah, I don't know. It could be conditions, too. I know the guys said that they were having issues with that repeater up there ever since the ice storm, and maybe it's still just acting up a little bit. And that's a possibility. It might not even have nothing to do with your radio.
Well, find out eventually.
Yep. It'd be nice to have we get the Vanderbilt one in and the other one, see how you can get into those. That way we always got different options if we run into problems like this, you know, and we can always go to a different one if the conditions are kind of hosy.
No, I probably wouldn't mind doing Massalona, but I don't want to do the Vanderbilt one.
Well, the one at Vanderbilt, it's linked. It's called part of the West Link. It's linked all the way down into Indiana. This time of night, there is no one on there. I never hear anybody on there. It's more morning, midday, and nighttime. Never hear a soul hug. Once in a blue moon.
Well, that probably is.
I'm wondering if we've programmed the Petoskey one in. See, I'm going into the 190 repeater. I'm wondering if maybe if we just put that repeater in, you would get into the Petoskey one better than the Sheboygan one.
Well, I got a 680 in my radio, but that says Petoskey 680.
Yeah, well, I think there's more than one repeater in Petoskey. This is 145190. And actually, even though you don't know the tone or anything, it's the way I'm talking. You can dial over there and just listen to me talk. Let me know when you do that, and I'll talk a while and see how you're receiving that repeater compared to the one that you're going through right now.
I don't tinker with the radio right now because I haven't used that VFO in so long. And right now, what my VFO does is just go from one channel to the other that I have programmed in. I guess I need to find a room for this radio again. I had one somewhere, but I can't find it.
What kind of radio? I don't remember. What kind of radio are you on right now?
This is my old Kenwood. Strictly 2-meter. All mode. Let me look at the numbers on it. I forgot them. It's a TS711A. Did you see that?
It's TS711A, right? S is in Sam?
Yes. Tango. Sam. 711. Apple.
Okay, yep, that's what I thought. I was just looking it up online here. On my phone to kind of get an idea what you got there. And shoot, we'll break it. I can, online, once you got internet and that, you can look it up and you can find the book on there. You can go on YouTube too. And there's a lot of videos on YouTube that'll tell you how to program it and all that stuff. That's how I do it a lot of times if I get stumped.
You know, this thing's 40 years old, and I don't think I've never had it in a radio shop. Maybe it needs a good tune-up.
That's a nice-looking rig. It's got all sorts of buttons.
I'd like to be able to afford a modern generation. I don't even think they make a radio like this anymore, anybody. Strictly a two-tier all-band radio that does 100 watts or anything. I think, what's their name? Icom's got one similar, like $1,500.
Yeah, I'm not. The one I have, I got it. I don't. Yeah, 2 meter rig. I don't know. I don't. They don't make them look like the one you have. Not like that. If I'm looking at the right radio, which I'm pretty sure I am. It's gray. Looks just like an arm older Kenwood, like an 8, what was that, 840 or whatever, TS-840, but, you know, that's an HFA. But it looks similar to that. Pretty good sized rig, ain't it? Got a regular meter instead of the bar meter, like on mine.
Yeah, it's like them older Kenwoods, just not quite as tall.
I'll take a screenshot of this and send it to you, and you can tell me if that's what you're on. 88 inch and peak.
Well, I must have been coming in better for a while here because you're answering me.
You are. There's still a little, just a little scratch with you, but yes. Yes, you are.
But I never had any scratch into that repeater up north.
No, well, we used it before. And we talked here, just the other day, and everything was fine. So, and that's possible. It's something to do with their repeater, because when they told me to go on the frequency I'm on now, I know they said they had some issues with it after the ice storm, I want to say they were still working on it, trying to get some of the bugs out of it. So it might be just such a thing as that repeater that they're still working on having issues with.
Well, at least they're tending to it, right?
Yeah. Well, yeah, because that's all linked. The one I'm on, and that one, it's linked all the way down to the West Branch, I know.
I thought about putting an amplifier on this, but two reasons. I can't afford one. Number two is that antenna is only 3 feet from me. It'd be too much HF in my head.
Very true.
I'd almost bet a guy could put legal limit through this J-pole got, as thick as that copper is.
I'm pretty sure you can.
If I ever get my own place to get wood, I'll put this J-pole up about 100 foot. Heck, would buy another 2 meter antenna. I like them.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they're a good antenna. But I don't think you can put more than 200 watts on, use more than 200 on 2 meter.
No, you can use a legal limit on it. Anyway, that rifle's a Model 93 set. You could probably Google it and get a better picture than what I sent you. But I like it. I've heard that they're pretty dang gum good. It's got a 22-inch barrel on it, too.
Yep, I got a Marlin. Matter of fact, an old Marlin in my, I don't know what model it is, but I have a Marlin 22 in my gun cabinet. Yeah, I just looked it up. Yeah, by the sound of a gun, you can use 1,500 watts. I didn't think you can. I know there was one or two bands that you can't only use 200, and I don't remember. I thought it was 2 meter, but apparently not.
Did you say you can or cannot use legal limit on 2 meter?
can. You can use legal limit, the 1,500 watts. I was thinking you couldn't. I can't remember what band. There's a band out there that I know you're only supposed to use over 200.
That might be the 60-meter band.
Yeah, I think you're right.
I got all this radio equipment sitting over here and don't even use it. Or I sure ain't gonna... Well, one thing is I'll never go to a quad meet. You got nothing but vultures that come to one of them, something for nothing, and I'm tired of it. That's why I didn't go this year.
Yep, I don't blame you. I've never been to one of those. Well, he's going to go, but I've never had time.
It's a waste of time. I did it 2 years in a row, and I'll never do it again.
Another chilly night.
Supposedly it's only going to be 28 here tonight.
It's already only 33 right now at my place.
Well, I have no idea what it is here at all, but it's chilly out.
Won't be long, it'll be snowing.
I thought we would have had it before the end of the month, to be honest with you.
Supposed to rain starting Friday and rain through Tuesday. That's as far as my weather goes, 10-day outlook. So guys are going to have a little bit of rain weather here, looks like.
When does rifle season open?
November 15th. They're coming up to bow hunt.
Oh, okay. Only about the third time I've been on the radio now in about 3 months.
Yep, I know it. But I say maybe this radio has to warm up a little bit and blow some of the dust out of it.
Well, has she been doing okay here directly?
Yeah, he's been sounding good here. No problems here just recent, so the longer you've been on it, seems like it's clearing up, Mark.
Let's see, I'm looking at this thing right now, and it says I'm doing 75 watts.
That's pretty doggone good.
A dead key 60, and it's going up to 75. That is, I believe that's what it's saying. Now it's doing less for some reason. Oh, I can't believe it. I move my microphone around and it changes how much it pushes out.
Might be such a thing, you got a loose connection in that mic cord.
There might be. I don't know. I don't think so, though. Well, Tom, I'll try to catch you tomorrow night. My son's calling, okay? I'll catch you later. KD88EW8RM.
Alrighty, sounds good. We'll catch you tomorrow. 73, KD88 Cynthia.